You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For all you smart and intelligent folks, hey, listen, that just simply means Ed. I'm here today to drop a really interesting topic I was getting asked about, like, how to describe project management on a resume. Again, how to describe project management on a resume. As you already know, I give you three and I'm out. First point, soft skills, leadership. So family, when you are building out your resume or changing your resume, whatever it may be, one of the things you want to make sure that you describe in your resume is how you led projects, mostly of how you coordinated and led the efforts of projects. I see a lot of times where I've seen resumes where as a project manager, that's the first thing that I'm keying in, looking for to see, give me examples of how you led projects. Show me how you coach and mentored new project managers that are coming into the company or just starting their career in project management. See, and then the last one, showing how you're able to collaborate and being able to move impediments, which is like a scrum framework, but being able to remove obstacles from your team. And let me tell you why all of these sum up to be under leadership is because being able to put that on your resume of saying, okay, I led a project by doing X, Y, and Z. And if you want a better example, here it is. Led the project by helping identify the risk issues and making sure that we had a daily meeting and things of that nature, family. But most of all, you wanna be able to articulate on your resume how you led that actual project. Now, when it comes to coaching and mentoring, you have to be able to articulate how you actually coached and mentored the people that you're working with. One of the things that I have put on my resume is that I actually put together a plan of what are the things that mentee is looking for to grow. So one example, one of my mentees was looking to get better at holding meetings. They were like, man, my meetings are just disruptive. I don't feel like I have a good grasp and control on that. So we sat down together and put a good framework around how that person should be able to lead meetings. And then once we put that framework in place, their meetings were more productive. And so being able to outline that on your resume of how you coach and mentor. And I just gave you the example of how I actually work with my mentee to basically create a better meetings, more fluid. All right, the second point that I want to bring up or that you want to put on your resume, and a lot of people don't do this. So this is really, I have to admit, this is kind of a hidden gem. And it's, you've heard me talk about it multiple times on the channel, and that's having a growth mindset. Well, ED, how do you articulate having a growth mindset? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Being able to articulate in your resume of having a growth mindset is how I would have done it and will do it if I ever, you know, have to update or anything with my resume, or if I have a client working with me for their resume, how would I advise them? And I'm going to give this to you. Normally I would charge for something like this, but family, you know, we're family. So let me just give it to you for free. So what I would do is again, and we'll use the meeting example as from previous, is that being able to show how, now there's nothing wrong because I'm an optimist, but you have to also put your toe or your foot into being a pessimist, meaning being able to understand the lay of the land, understanding what can or could go wrong, but still having a plan in place to really be able to absorb if something does actually happen. And so when you are in meetings and you have these issues that come up, how is your attitude? Like, are you very negative? Like, I knew this was going to happen. This is never going to be good and things like that. And so being able to articulate that back on your resume and say, hey, we had an issue that, you know, whatever that particular issue, let's just say we had a short deadline. And we had a short deadline to execute on something. And so what we had to do as a team with all of the high emotions and energies, because we had to work through the holidays, I had to, as a project manager, to be able to find ways, which was, you know, giving out gift cards and we would do little fun events on you know, because everybody else was off. So we had to work. So we had to make it fun and encouraging. And being able to articulate that on the resume about having a growth mindset and giving examples of how you had, you know, it was a bad situation you were in as far as leading this project, and how you were able to get everyone to change their mindset, to not so much focusing on complaining on what the problem is. Now watch this, but finding a solution and spending more energy on focusing on the solution. I always say this, family, and this is a side note, is that if you really want to know the mentality of your team or the energy of your team, is when a problem arises, see if they tell you every reason why it won't work, why the particular solution that you propose doesn't work, versus them actually, you know, focusing on how many solutions they can come up with to solve the problem. I'll slow that down. They may have missed you. What I said there was, is that when you focus so much on the problem and you lose sight of focusing on what the actual solutions are to support the problem, then you're losing your vision or your sight, because you've already missed the whole point of, hey, we need to get the solutions to get this project, to get this particular item that is a potential roadblock for my project out of sight. And what I mean out of sight, meaning getting it resolved. So having that growth mindset of pushing the team and say, hey guys, I know all these problems are happening, but let's focus on the solution so we can address these problems. And if, you know, and keep searching, keep digging until there's something or some response that we can come up with as a team collectively to address that. So again, family, I know I spent a little more time on that, but it's so important. I've had project team members that have had really bad attitudes, and it could affect, you know, that's that whole cliche, one bad apple can affect a bunch. And I believe that's so true, because when I would have, you know, bad apples, as we were using that same cliche, it would affect the whole project as a whole. It would mess up how the team would be willing to have an open mind about trying a potential solution that we didn't know what was going to happen. Only way we were going to know is when we put the solution up against the problem. If it fell down, then we put up another one. So that attitude is very key to being able to do that, family. Okay, so keep that in mind. Another one is that I want to talk about is measurable results. What are measurable results as far as when you're putting on that on your resume? Measurable results is being able to outline how you were able to to make the project successful? What were the outcomes of you leading this project? I'll give you an example. So one of my examples is I streamlined a software program processes by synchronizing internal and global customer groups to better define responsibilities and improving order delivery cycle time in the first month of over by 25%. Now that's a lot there, family, so I'll just sum it up for you. Basically, what I did was I stated what the improvement is that I did. So I streamlined the software program process by synchronizing internal and global customer groups. Okay. And then after that, what I did was by getting those processes and those systems and processes in place, collectively overall, I was able to save the organization 25% on the bottom line of what the budget was that was allocated for this particular project. So we was able to save about 25%. So when I say having measurable results, what this allows you to do, and of course, please make sure that they're factual, family. Don't just go and start putting things like, yeah, I saved the company $1 billion. You're like, right. So family, make sure that these are factual, measurable results that you're actually doing, because if you don't do that and someone asks you and challenges you on your numbers and you don't even know, it's not going to be a good look. Another example that I used of including measurable results is that developed a document template to reduce defects in software development projects and I by 15% or less. And so again, it's not about the context, it's about the outcome of what I did afterwards. So what you want to be able to do, family, is name what the thing is that you did, by, you know, like again, using the example of develop a document template, okay? Then the actual result, why does this document, this template that you created even matters? Well, it matters because I was able to save the company 15% by everyone uploading their information to the document, which, you know, reduced the edits. And plus it creates a conversation as well, family, when they say, well, how did you, you know, I see that you said 25%. How did you come up with that calculation? It creates that conversation. So family, being able to, again, articulate measurable results with, I recommend by putting numbers. I'm a percentage or a dollar sign type guy when it comes to that. I believe that really helps articulate it really well. And the final point, family, my favorite is communication. Fine. If you just skip the first two and say, you know what, ED, I don't even think I'm going to do the first two. Fine. This last one, you need to do this one. And let me tell you why I think you need, no, that I know you need to do it, is because if you're able to put on your resume how you communicated across cross-functional teams, it really says that you have the ability to be able to, you know, communicate with different departments and get results. And so one of the things that I put, you know, when I was on my resume that I always think is a key component, and it again creates talking points. See, these things you put on your resume, these that you're outlining, you want to be able to create a conversation and be able to expand upon them even more. So one of the things is that experience in communicating across multi cross-functional teams in order to provide an overall project status report. So that's an example of how I wanted to outline my expertise within the realm of being able to communicate effectively across teams, because you know you can't get a project done without having the team available to support you. And it's not that you're just going to work in IT. You may be working in accounting. You may have to work, you know, with HR. So there's so many different moving pieces, and you have to be able to have that communication. Also being able to communicate up and down. Sometimes I think I've mentioned this, is when you are talking with the technical team, you have to be able to take that technical information and boil it down to something where that you could explain to anyone, to anybody, that someone that does, that's not even familiar with what you're doing, so that they can get where you're going. And that's the whole point of the status report of what I'm saying, being able to articulate on your project status reports of where the project is at, where is it, and where is it currently going, and if there's any roadblocks and or impediments that is actually stopping you. Well, family, I kept you long enough. I hope you enjoyed that. Again, the three factors that I really think you need to make sure you outline on your actual resume is: one, leadership; two, how you develop a growth mindset; three, being able to articulate effectively on your resume how you were able to achieve measurable results, you know. And again, like I said, I use percentage or dollar signs. And then finally, my favorite, the foundation of it all, is being able to communicate effectively up and down the ladder, as far as up to leadership and down, as well as being able to communicate across to various different teams, as far as cross-functional teams. So, family, I hope you enjoy that. Again, this is your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.